Thank you. I'm acutely aware that I'm standing between you and lunch, so I'll be really brief.
You need the mic for
I'm acutely aware I'm standing between you and lunch, so I'll be really brief after this long morning session. 3 points at the very end of this conference. I think the very fact that we were able to get together this group is in itself a remarkable and important event, not just because the accounts of the distinguished veterans have invaluably added to the historical record and have allowed us to relive some of the key moments on the road to Helsinki, but also because I think this conference signifies a new era in the history of CSCE, that is the beginning of the road to an international history of the CSCE, one that takes an multi-archival and multi-perspective approach to this pivotal process. Ambassador Evangelides, a few moments ago mentioned that you were writing history. I hope that down the road we will look back to this conference as having done a little bit of that as well, as an important, I hope, historiographical departure. Secondly, as every successful conference in this larger Cold War network, this conference not only raised many new questions. I think we will be debating the place of Helsinki and CSCE in the larger narrative of the Cold War and the narrative of the last quarter of the 20th century for years to come. But it also provided or raised the prospect of many more documents, many more than we have been able to gather and get our hands on so far. I think this conference underlines the necessity for a systematic effort to explore the archival record, in particular on the eastern side, not just for the road to Helsinki, but almost more importantly for the impact and the implementation. This is a task that cannot be done by one scholar, by one institution, but requires an international network, an international collaboration of the sort that the National Security Archive, Cold War Project, and CIMA and its other partners have tried to support over the years with such issues as the Cuban Missile Crisis, Tom Blanton mentioned earlier, or crisis in Eastern Europe from 1953 to 1981. I think this will be one of the major tasks for the next years, the road to Helsinki 2005. We're delighted to see so many younger researchers here, because we will have to be doing an awful lot of digging around archives before 2005. Finally, just like CSCE, the success of this conference has had many fathers, and I should most definitely add many mothers. On behalf of the Cold War Project at the Wilson Center, and I think on behalf of all of the co-sponsors, I'd like to express my great appreciation for the tremendous contributions of the distinguished ambassadors and our scholar colleagues. I'd also like to thank our partners, PHP, the National Security Archive. Most importantly, I want to express, and on behalf of all of us, I think, our tremendous gratitude to our Italian hosts for their generous hospitality and the excellent organization of this conference. Let me add, the creation, the establishment of CIMA has been one of the best things that has happened to Cold War history lately, and I just want to emphasize how wonderful it's been to work with Professor Di Nolfo, Professor Nuti, Professor Guderzi, and the entire CIMA team over the last months. We look forward to continuing this collaboration, this partnership on CSC and on many other projects, I hope. Thank you very much, and let's give a round of applause to our Italian host.